KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy Friday, North County. It's Darsha and Kenny, although I'm driving
Kenny
as usual.
Today.
It's Kenny and Darsha. It's usually Kenny and Darsha because whoever gets here first gets to sit in the control seat. And I keep telling Darsha, if you're on time, you're late. That's the Marine Corps way. All right, we got a lot of topics today. Some of them are probably going to be boring because we're still beating that same dead horse on a couple things. Like we have the elections topic. So we already got a caller. Asbestos update, yearbook update, Title IX update, Title VI update, and I'd still like opinions on the War Memorial, whether Vietnam veteran Bearcats should have their names on there. Oops, it's a deadline. Good.
It might have been about elections.
Yeah. And then, so that's my list. Darsha's still mad at me because she says she got cheated last week and only got to talk about elections for 12 minutes. 12 and a half. And I told her, look, it's not my fault that people call in about my topics, because my topics are more interesting. Maybe you need to find new topics.
So please call in if you want to hear about what's going on in our county and other counties. I do have contacts in other counties with regard to this California primary. And also have information I've been down observing. Not as much as I have been in the past, but I've seen what I've seen, and I can't unsee it.
All right. Oh, we got two callers now. Go ahead, caller.
You're on the air.
Hi there. So I would say any Bearcat that gave their life in any conflict, I think, should be added. Otherwise, War Memorial doesn't stay relevant.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I agree 1,000%. But for some reason, I'm going to have to fight this at the board meeting on Tuesday night, which is beyond me. So.
Yes. Do you know why? What's the other opinion?
The other opinion is that it's just World War II Memorial Stadium, and I don't agree with that. I don't think any World War II veteran would begrudge adding the names of any Bearcat that died. So,
yeah, I mean, I know that's tradition, so I guess that's the only thing they could be holding on to. But other than that, like I said, it will not be relevant as we go into the future.
Yeah. And I think it's important.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's important to recognize, as you said, all Bearcats that made the ultimate sacrifice. Any recommendations on topics today? Do you want to hear more election stuff, or do you want to hear more school board stuff?
I like the local stuff.
All right. See, Darsha?
Myself.
Thank you.
I have local election.
All right. I'll buy you a beer later. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I on now?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you are.
I have a question for Darsha.
Oh, thank you.
supposedly, it's so important that we match signatures, that this takes forever and ever if on the mail-ins. Okay, but if you go in like we did and you sign with your finger on that stupid iPad, whatever, that signature isn't going to match anything. I could have signed my husband's name and nobody would have known. In fact, the people in there said, you just have to have something in that field. So,
unfortunately, you're correct. So what the county clerk recorder has said in implementing these new e-poll pads, unfortunately, exposes what has been happening, and they say by law that anyone that comes in with an in-person vote, their signatures are not verified on the spot. So if you come in and vote in person, either at a satellite office like the Atascadero Library ahead of Election Day, or in person coming in signing a voter roster, or in the case of this past election, signing the e-poll pad, those signatures are not verified. So all you have to do is provide a name and an address. And as you know, there doesn't need to be a voter ID or an ID or any other form of identification. If you're on their list in the e-poll pad or you're on the list in a voter roster, sign here under penalties of perjury that you are who you are, and you get a precinct ballot that is then scanned and counted in that night, election night. Those are the only ballots in our county. Those are the only ballots that are counted on election day.
But if nobody knows who signed them, what difference does it make?
Exactly. Thank you. And as a former auditor, it's one of those issues that you look at, you go, how is this possible? How is it possible for the vote-by-mail ballots that get sent out 100% to every single active registered voter?
Well, you're
looking
at me.
I'll even go into the confidential voters in just a minute.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't allowed to vote. Darsha had to call her and say, they're not letting me get a precinct ballot.
So we'll get into that a little bit more. But the vote-by-mail ballot is the only safeguard that we have, that the person who is actually on that outside of that reply envelope is a signature. So what happens down at the county clerk's office is it's 4 to 7 days to go entirely through the whole process.
But they don't want people to vote in person? Is that the whole deal? Why they don't? You're signing with your finger?
It would seem that way, wouldn't it? And what have I been saying for 5 and a half, almost 6 years now? The most secure way you can vote in our county is to go to the precinct on election day and vote in person.
So they listened and they tried to circumvent you.
They
didn't listen.
You to use that vote-by-mail ballot. Because they control
the
timing.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. My name is Mary. I live in Paso Robles.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just wanted to share my election story with you guys in the audience, if
Please.
I may. I vote in person on election day, and on election day, I also had the pleasure of going down and being at the recorder's office when all the ballots were coming in. But that's not part of my story. That was Tuesday night. On Thursday, I went down to observe, which I do on a regular basis after elections, and I happened to notice that they were collecting ballots and checking the dates on the ballots, because you know you can't vote or you can't count a vote after election day
if it doesn't have a postmark.
If it doesn't have a postmark on the envelope of the ballot. And so I noticed and spoke with the county recorder, Elena, and she showed me a ballot that was from Templeton and it was taken to the post office. But the voter on that particular ballot went in and asked the post person to date the envelope. They stamped the date of that envelope, and then they took it and put it in the post office. There were approximately, from my guess, of 4 full post office containers, maybe 4 and a half.
About 200 each. Mm-hmm.
500 each.
Oh, the long container. Okay.
The long containers, 500 each, 4 and a half containers. So I'm thinking 2,000, possibly a few more than 2,000, 2,200, will not be counted in the election because the post office took them on Tuesday of election day. They did not request a post date on the envelopes. They receive them. They send all the mail from all over the county, or at least all over our county, Paso and the Atascadero, to the central area of Santa Barbara. At Santa Barbara, they put the date on all of these envelopes, which was the 3rd. And then I saw these envelopes on the morning of the 4th. And these are the ones I'm commenting on that 2,000 plus votes, people are assuming they're going to have their vote counted, will not be included in the vote. And I'm just trying to stress to people who want to put their ballots in the post office, and this goes even in the beginning, you would be way better off if you didn't send them to the post office. Put them in another place, a drop box, the library in Paso, the library in Atascadero. I can't speak for South County. Because the post office does not have a secure, there's a word for that. Doctor, what's the word?
Line
of custody.
Chain of custody.
Chain of custody. You put them in there. You don't know the post office people. I mean, they may be happy one day, maybe sad the other day. They could drop on the floor. You don't know what's going to happen to your ballot.
I appreciate you giving your experience because, like I said, once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. And so I explained to people the law with the U.S. Postal Service changed their procedures back in September, October of last year. So even the Prop 50 special election that happened in November, I was stressing to people, please, if you go to your precinct and vote in person on election day, but if you are going to be putting something in the mail on election day, you need to go inside the post office, across the counter, get the round postmark date of June 2nd so that your ballot can be counted. Because if you drop it in even up front, it gets all collected, and the truck from Paso Robles, for instance, doesn't leave until about 6 a.m. the next morning. It heads down to Santa Barbara, Goleta, Stork Road Distribution Center, and then they process it, and it gets a stamp then when they're processing, which would be June 3rd, and then they transport it back up to the county clerk recorder's P.O. box in downtown SLO, and you see
that
it on the 4th.
Yeah.
And it's tragic, and it really, because...
It's tragic.
And that happened with the Proposition 50 last November. There were 1,810 too late ballots. Either the postmark was...
That was for all of the county?
Yes. 1,810. That doesn't even get into the mismatched signature or no signature on a ballot. And there was another 500 and something of those. So it's unfortunate because people, you know, trusting the post office, it's not necessarily the post office fault, although
I think it's by design.
But they have changed their procedure. Now what I'm hearing, you may be pleased, is that Trump has an executive order that addresses the post office and that the rules will be complied with for this coming November. And rules have to be that you have to scan the ballot as it goes out. And you have to scan that a ballot is coming in from the same place that it went out.
But it also has to...
At the post office.
Yes.
Okay, just to be clear. So the post office must scan the ballot that's just dropped in the slot. Is that what I hear you saying?
When it's mailed out right now, it's not even being mailed out necessarily through the distribution center. It might be mailed out from the ballot printer and go directly into the system or through the distribution center. It's mailed out and they haven't been scanning them like they used to a year and 2 years ago.
So it becomes sort of like a registered piece of mail.
Correct.
But the other thing that federal or that executive order is supposed to address is verification that the individual is registered to vote.
So currently there's a lawsuit from the DOJ, so this is Harmeet Dhillon, Bill Azzaley's office specifically, where the voter rolls from every state have been subpoenaed, that every state is to provide the federal government with their voter rolls. And there are 17 states, I believe, that have not complied with this, including California.
What?
California.
We didn't comply?
Can you imagine?
Oh, no. Well, you guys, I'm going to leave you now. And thank you so much for not only the clarification, but the extended information.
And, yes, ma'am.
And thank you.
Looking forward
thank
to
you,
talking
Mary,
again.
For taking your time out of your day on Election Day prior going around just spreading the word, and we appreciate that there are eyes on. And the more people that go down, watch the processing and the counting, you won't believe what's happening there, and
they'll be horrified if they saw the waste of time and money. And this is their money, of course. They would be absolutely horrified. So, anyway, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Thanks Bye-bye. For calling in.
All right, go ahead, Darsha. You want to take that call, or do you want me to talk?
I might need to.
Okay. She's got to take a call, apparently. So what I'm interested in watching right now is how the Spencer Pratt and the Steve Hilton leads are dwindling away. But what I'm also somewhat optimistic about is the national attention that it is getting.
Exactly.
And the fact that
we have
you
it
have
all.
POTUS saying California is stealing the election. So I see these as all indicators that there could be an investigation, shall we say. So I'm optimistic about that. I'm not surprised. And now I don't really expect Steve Hilton to be in the lead. they may shrink to third place. Steyer may suddenly come up and you could have two lefties.
We have 27 more days of counting. Yeah. Or 27 days of counting.
Have you gone to the Secretary of State's page? There's
I
a
have.
Countdown.
Would you like
There's a
to
countdown
see?
Clock.
That's
on
37.
There. No, it was 30.
Now it's 35. Yeah,
that's not true. It's 35 right now. That's correct. But that's crazy. I mean, I was involved in the famous
design.
First election after Saddam Hussein in 2005 in Iraq. And there were results that night in a third world country that had just been decimated by an invasion. They could get the results that night. And it was more secure. You could go around and look at somebody's finger and see
so
if it was purple.
So can American Idol.
Yeah. Even the French.
Here's the point. The point is that while California has, by design, has so many different layers that people, I'm not saying anything about the temporary election workers, even the full-time election workers, because they work really hard. It's an amazing process. You actually go down there and you see 50 people all gathering, you know, moving this from here to there and gathering up all the vote-by-mail envelopes that get dropped off at the precinct. And all people would need to do is take 10 more steps inside. There are no lines, I promise you. Take 10 more steps inside, and their ballot is counted, and the process is that those ballots are done. All they have to do is scan in a barcode the next day. That's it. The ballot is in and counted and done if you vote with a precinct ballot. Instead of vote-by-mail ballot, you're encouraged, they want you to use that vote-by-mail ballot. So even people coming into the precinct wanting to vote in person, I responded to somebody on Nextdoor wanting to vote in person, they're dissuaded from using a precinct ballot, signing in, getting a precinct ballot. They're saying, oh, do you want to vote that ballot? It's the same ballot. And so encouraged to just vote on their vote-by-mail ballot, drop it in their reply envelope, sign the back side, and then deposit it at the precinct. And all of those take hours and hours and hours. I say 7 to 10 days and 7 to 10 people to touch that ballot before it gets counted. So chain of custody is a huge deal. I know as an auditor, the longer your chain of custody, the more people that have to be in the process, the more that things can, the longer it takes, the less efficient it is, and things can go wrong by design. They're just trying to have more time. So I'm on Trump's team on this one, and I believe that all that hasn't been hidden will be revealed. So me, I'm excited. Call in if you want to hear more about elections.
Or asbestos. All right, back in a minute.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard Windows and Doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
All right, welcome back. Call in or text. We got a caller, so I'll give you the number in a second. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hello. All right, call back. All right, so anyways, number 238-5775. Call or text.
And I have two really brief things. One is very exciting. A lot of things, actually. I'm very excited about this election because I've been frustrated for about 5.5 years now. And all the things that have transpired in our county, I finally feel like things are starting to be revealed. You know, what has been hidden will be revealed. And I just think it's all being dismantled. And I couldn't be more excited about it. But now, people, I've realized that until it actually affects you, you don't realize what I've been trying to say. And again, these are my opinions, not necessarily of the radio station. But when I called in, and I haven't been calling in now that we have the Friday show, I haven't been calling in the morning as much, but it's still everything that I've been saying over the last, I'll say at least 5 years, is ringing true, that it's now starting to be realized. But I wanted to let people know that exciting thing happened. I mentioned it last Friday in my 12 and a half minutes that Tina Peters, Mesa County, Colorado, clerk recorder for the November 2020 election, that she had a copy made of the Dominion server both before and after the Colorado Secretary of State and Dominion contractors came into her county in Grand Junction, Colorado, and came into her county with a trusted build, an upgrade, so to speak. And she had a copy of the server before and after they came in. And what was revealed from that has helped all of the election integrity people across the country. She was persecuted and prosecuted for making those copies. And what it revealed was that the election data from November 2020 had been overwritten, deleted, moved, revised, and all of a sudden it made so much sense. There were people that did reports on Mesa County, Colorado. Jeff O'Donnell is one. And then we have the numbers guy who has just done an amazing job unpacking the algorithms and what has transpired since November 2020. And we even have numbers that Trump won California in 2020. So you can go with that. I know I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't have that shirt on today, Kenny. I have the We the People shirt, 250 mm-hmm. years. So there's a reason why I have that shirt on there. I think we are ready to go. I think that our country can stand up and once again have liberty and justice for all. So Tina Peters was put in jail for 9 years was her sentence. Her sentence, she was pardoned by Trump, but it was a state prison. And so the governor Polis of Colorado commuted her sentence. She was released on Monday, June 1st. So tremendous victory. Everyone should think of her as a hero, not as a felon, in my opinion.
A political prisoner?
Yes. Yes. Because it's all coming out.
How was it 9 years? Oh, she was sentenced to 9 years.
Sentenced to 9 years.
All right. I was about to say it was 2020. This is 2026.
Also, I wanted to let people
know through math.
She spent 606 days in prison. Also, I wanted to thank all of the precinct workers that signed up. And many of you were then accepted. And it was kind of chaos at the last several days before the election. They were pulling people in. The precinct workers didn't have training or sufficient training. It's not required, by the way. The only training that's required is for the precinct inspector. But I made several public comments. Paso City Council, the Paso School Board, the Water Board, also on the radio saying, please contact the county. They're looking for precinct workers, especially for North County. During Election Day, I was out observing. All over mostly North County, but I did have a chance to get out to Creston and Shandon, who both had issues in the November 2024 election. And this year we had Santa Margarita, whose Wi-Fi was down about 4 p.m., and Creston, who had their power out again for about an hour and a half. And so what happens now that we have the e-poll books is that people are not able to check in electronically. And so they kind of have to go back to the system of writing people down and keeping track of them.
Do you want to hear a text?
Yeah, let's go.
It's on your topic. It's not going to change it. All right. So this came in. I voted in person at the North County Elections Office about a week before Elections Day. They took my mail-in ballot without the envelope. They had me sign a paper with my name and address and signature. They looked at the computer. I assume they were verifying the signature, and then they dropped the ballot into the box behind the counter. They then told me that they still had to verify the signature again, but they kept my paper that I signed separate from the ballot, so I'm not sure how that would work. Would you have any insight into this procedure? Was it done correctly?
So that does sound like a correct procedure. We don't have early voting in our county. We're not a vote center county. So this election was the first election that they said that you can go to a satellite office, a Tascadero, vote in person. So again, that signature is not necessarily verified for an in-person vote. And once it's separated from the envelope or your signature, it's counted. How do you go back and find your ballot amongst all of the other ballots? So I think it's disgusting. Personally, I want every signature verified.
All right, that's good. And you wrap that up before the break.
I heard the music.
Yep, that's good. All right, we'll be back after the top of the hour news.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.